The moment we saw them, the team who was looking at it said, that looks like a henge. And that is important.
Henge monuments, like the one located by the survey, consist of a ditch and bank. What made the discovery of this henge so exciting was its location.
We were particularly interested in this site because it's actually a very short distance from Stonehenge. At the time we were doing this work, there was a presumption that the area around Stonehenge was reserved for Stonehenge itself, and that there may well have been little activity around it.
For the first time, there was proof that other monuments existed within the immediate sacred area of Stonehenge. The scanning continued, and more structures began to appear.
As we started expanding the survey, your eye becomes more tuned into just slightly weird things. So you start exploring the monuments you can see to try and find something a bit unusual, and quite frequently you find it.
As even more data flowed into the Hidden Landscapes project, the number of identified monuments increased dramatically.